Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anucha Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi issues strong warning to perpetrators behind Delhi blast, assures security agencies will go to the bottom of the conspiracy. Home Minister Amit Shah instructs agencies to hunt down every culprit involved in the blast. Probe of the case handed over to National Investigation Agency. Prime Minister Modi holds delegation-level talks with Bhutan King in Thimphu. Inaugurates Punat Sangchu 2 hydroelectric project. Nearly 69% voter turnout recorded in second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections in 122 constituencies, counting of votes on Friday. Six Naxals killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. And in Women's T20 World Cup Cricket for the Blind, India beat Sri Lanka by 10 wickets in opening match in New Delhi. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the conspirators behind the Delhi car blast will not be spared. He said the probe agencies investigating the incident will get to the bottom of the case and all those responsible will be brought to justice. Mr. Modi was addressing an event to mark the 70th birth anniversary of Bhutan's former king, Jigme Singye Wangchuk, at Thimphu today. Mr. Modi, who reached Bhutan's capital this morning on a two-day visit to the Himalayan nation, said he came to Thimphu with a heavy heart in view of the incident in Delhi. A powerful car blast near Red Fort area in Delhi last evening claimed 8 lives and injured several others. The Prime Minister said throughout last night he was in touch with the probe agencies investigating the blast.
दिल्ली में हुई भयावह घटना ने सभी के मन को व्यथित कर दिया है। मैं कल रात भर इस घटना की जांच में जुटी सभी एजेंसियों के साथ, सभी महत्वपूर्ण लोगों के साथ संपर्क में था, विचार विमर्श चलता था, जानकारियों के तार जोड़े जा रहे थे। हमारी एजेंसियां इस षड्यंत्र की तह तक जाएगी, इसके पीछे के षड्यंत्रकारियों को बक्सा नहीं जाएगा।
The King of Bhutan, in the presence of Prime Minister Modi, also led a prayer with thousands of Bhutanese for the victims of the Delhi's Red Fort blast at the Changling Thiang Stadium. During his address, the Prime Minister unveiled plans to construct an integrated immigration checkpoint near Bhutan's border town of Gelefu to facilitate the smooth movement of visitors and investors between the two countries. Mr. Modi said that India and Bhutan are connected not just by borders, but also by cultures, as he called for energy cooperation and increasing connectivity between the two neighbors.
भारत और भूटान की कनेक्टिविटी बढ़ाने पर भी हमारा फोकस है। हम सभी जानते हैं कनेक्टिविटी क्रिएट्स अपॉर्चुनिटी एंड अपॉर्चुनिटी क्रिएट्स प्रॉस्पेरिटी। इसी लक्ष्य के साथ आने वाले समय में गेलेफू और सामत से शहरों को भारत के विशाल रेल नेटवर्क से जोड़ने का फैसला लिया गया है। इस प्रोजेक्ट के पूरा होने से यहाँ की इंडस्ट्री का, भूटान के किसानों का भारत के विशाल मार्केट तक एक्सेस और आसान हो जाएगा।
The Prime Minister said the energy partnership between the two countries is further accelerating.
आज भूटान में 1000 मेगावाट से अधिक का एक नया हाइड्रो इलेक्ट्रिक प्रोजेक्ट लॉन्च कर रहे हैं, जिससे भूटान की हाइड्रो पावर कैपेसिटी में 40% की बढ़ोतरी हुई है। इतना ही नहीं, लंबे समय से रुके हुए एक और हाइड्रो इलेक्ट्रिक प्रोजेक्ट पर भी फिर से काम शुरू होने जा रहा है और ये हमारी पार्टनरशिप सिर्फ हाइड्रो इलेक्ट्रिक तक सीमित नहीं है। अब हम सोलर एनर्जी में भी एक साथ बड़े कदम उठा रहे हैं। आज इससे जुड़ी अहम समझौते भी हुए हैं।
Prime Minister Modi also held delegation-level talks with Bhutan King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk in Thimphu. During the meetings, they discussed cooperation in various sectors, including energy, capacity building, connectivity, technology, defence and security. After the talks, the two leaders jointly inaugurated the Punat Sangchu 2 hydroelectric project, developed jointly by India and Bhutan. Later, briefing the media in Thimphu, India's ambassador to Bhutan, Sandeep Arya, said, during his meeting with Bhutan's king, Prime Minister Modi today underlined the relationship between the two countries as one rooted in values of emotions, peace and progress. He said that the two countries signed and exchanged an MOU on cooperation in the field of renewable energy. India also extended a line of credit of 4,000 crore rupees to Bhutan.
Biomass energy, green hydrogen and energy storage in general, so which I think is a very good beginning. It's a very substantive memorandum of understanding in which two countries will look at joint design and development of energy projects in all of these areas. At the same meeting, there was an announcement of line of credit of Indian rupees 4,040 billion, which has been kind of extended.
President Draupadi Murmu spoke to the Union Home Minister Amit Shah on phone from Angola. Sources said the president inquired about the details of the blast that took place last evening near Red Fort in New Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has instructed the security agencies to hunt down each and every culprit behind Delhi blast incident. The Home Minister stated this while chairing a high-level security review meetings with senior officials in New Delhi to assess the situation following the car blast near the Red Fort in the national capital last evening. He said everyone involved in the Delhi blast incident will face the full wrath of investigating agencies. The Director General of Police of Jammu and Kashmir joined the meeting virtually. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry has handed over the probe into the incident to the National Investigation Agency, or NIA. Delhi government has announced compensation to the families of those who lost their lives in the Delhi blast. In a social media post, Delhi's Chief Minister Rekha Gupta announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees for the families of each of those who lost their lives. The permanently disabled individuals will receive 5 lakh rupees, and seriously injured people will be provided 2 lakh rupees. The minister also said that the state government will take responsibility for the proper and quality treatment of the injured. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has informed that in view of the security concerns, the entry and exit of Red Fort Metro Station will be closed till further order. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Polling concluded peacefully for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections. Voting was held in 122 constituencies spread across 20 districts in this phase. Nearly 69% voter turnout was recorded in the second phase. The electoral fate of a total of 1,302 candidates has now been sealed in the electronic voting machines. More from our correspondent.
In the Simanchal region and in districts earlier affected by Naxal violence, voter turnout was remarkably high right from the beginning of polling. Districts in the Simanchal region such as Kisanganj, Katihar and Purnia witnessed enthusiastic participation, continuing their earlier trend of high voter turnout in previous elections. Kisanganj set a new record today with massive participation from the electorates, while Katihar and Purnia also registered heavy polling. However, Nawada remained on the lower side in terms of voting percentage. In Gaya and Baka districts that had earlier been affected by Naxal violence, voters today turned out in record numbers. The electoral fate of 12 ministers from the Nitish Kumar government was sealed in the EVMs today. Among them, prominent names include Bijendra Prasad Yadav from JDU and Dr. Prem Kumar and Renu Devi from BJP. The fate of state presidents of 4 political parties was also locked in EVMs today. They include Rajesh Kumar of the Congress, Raju Tiwari of the Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas, Anil Kumar of the Hindustani Awam Morcha and Akhtarul Iman of the AIMIM. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
In the second phase, 9 constituencies of West Champaran district went to polls in the state. Our correspondent reports peaceful voting took place in these constituencies.
The assembly segments which went to poll in the second phase are Betia, Valmiki Nagar, Nautan, Chanpatia, Narkatiaganj, Bagha, Lauriya, Ramnagar and Sikta. In West Champaran district, the voter turnout was recorded 70.72%. Voters in large number came out of their houses to participate in the Festival of Democracy. The most interesting part of the Festival of Democracy is that voter turnout in every assembly segment of West Champaran district has crossed the last assembly's election voter turnout. The highest turnout of 74% was recorded in Chanpatia seat, while in Betia it was around 67%. With today's polling, now the electoral fate of all 72 candidates has been sealed in EVMs. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Betia.
In Nevada district, voting was held in 5 seats. Our correspondent has the details.
Polling across all 5 assembly constituencies of Nevada district concluded peacefully. A total of 55 candidates were in the fray and their electoral fortunes is now sealed in electronic voting machine. The overall voter turnout in Nevada district has surpassed the previous assembly election's 50% mark. According to Election Commission, more than 57% voting was recorded in Nevada district. In several areas, women voters came out in large number to cast their vote. The voting in Nevada, Hisua and Warisaliganj took place between 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. But due to security reason, the polling in Rajouli and Govindpur concluded at 5 p.m. Dipendra Kumar, Akashvani News, Nevada.
The counting of votes will be taken up on the 14th of this month. Polling was also held today for the by-elections to 8 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states. These constituencies were Badgam in Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghatshila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarantaran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Nuapada in Odisha. Counting of votes will take place on Friday along with Bihar assembly elections. Most of the exit polls has predicted a lead for the NDA in the Bihar elections concluded today. The surveys conducted by several private news channels and agencies predicted that the NDA bloc will cross the majority mark in Bihar assembly elections. According to the polls, the NDA is expected to win around 130 to 138 seats, while the India bloc is expected to secure around 100 to 108 seats. Similarly, the Jan Suraj party and other small parties are expected to win around nil to 5 seats. In Chhattisgarh, 6 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. SP Bijapur Dr. Jitendra Yadav said a joint team of the District Reserve Guard of Dantewada and Bijapur and the Special Task Force launched the operation following intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. A huge cache of arms and ammunition was also recovered from the site. President Draupadi Murmu has left for Botswana after concluding a successful visit to Angola. President Murmu will reach Botswana tonight. Before wrapping up her visit to Angola's capital, Luanda, the president attended the celebration of the 50th Independence Day anniversary of Angola today. Our correspondent reports the president's visit led to some important outcomes.
Angola has agreed to join the International Big Cat Alliance, IBCA, and Global Biofuels Alliance, GBA. Both these initiatives are spearheaded by India. IBCA focuses on conserving 7 big cat species and their habitats. GBA was established during India's G20 presidency and aims to accelerate the adoption of sustainable biofuels. The two countries concluded discussions on an air service agreement, enabling the possibility of direct flights in the future that will boost businesses and people-to-people ties. 2 MOUs were also signed. One relates to cooperation in sustainable fisheries and aquaculture and sharing of best practices in marine resources. Another agreement allows dependent family members of diplomatic staff to engage in gainful employment. Manish Shiva, Akashwani News, Angola.
In sports, India started the campaign on a winning note in the first ever Women's T20 World Cup cricket for the blind. The hosts defeated Sri Lanka by 10 wickets in the opening match in New Delhi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi issues strong warning to perpetrators behind Delhi blast, assures security agencies will go to the bottom of the conspiracy. Home Minister Amit Shah instructs agencies to hunt down every culprit involved in the blast. Probe of the case handed over to National Investigation Agency. Prime Minister Modi holds delegation-level talks with Bhutan King in Thimphu, inaugurates Munatsang Chutu hydroelectric project. Nearly 69% voter turnout recorded in second and final phase of Bihar assembly elections in 122 constituencies. 6 Naxals killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. And in Women's T20 World Cup cricket for the blind, India beat Sri Lanka by 10 wickets in opening match in New Delhi. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.